Próbny egzamin ósmoklasisty. Język angielski. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od pierwszego do czwartego. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań, sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw, po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie 5 tekstów. W zadaniach od 1 do 5, na podstawie informacji zawartych w nagraniu, z podanych odpowiedzi wybierz właściwą. Zakreśl jedną z liter A, B albo C. Tekst pierwszy.
Oh no.
What happened?
I think it's broken. Look, it's been on for 10 minutes and it's not even warm.
Let me see. You're right. Can you pack it? I'll take it back to the shop in the afternoon.
Where's the box?
On the fridge. In the meantime, let's put the bread in the oven. It won't have the same taste, but it'll still be good.
Tekst drugi.
Okay. All children are on stage. Wow, those costumes look really professional. Let me take a photo of your brother. He looks great in this crocodile costume.
Are you kidding me? That's Mark, his classmate. Can you see the kid in the lion costume?
Yes, I do.
My brother is standing between him and the kid in the tiger costume.
Oh, his costume looks fantastic too. Especially the teeth.
Tekst trzeci.
Hi, how can I help you?
I'd like to buy some food for my hamster.
Sure. How many boxes would you like?
2, please.
That'll be £7, please.
Oh, no. I don't have enough money. I'll take 1 box, then.
That'll be £3.50. Here you are. And here's change from your £5.
Tekst czwarty.
How was your holiday?
Fantastic. We went to so many places.
Really? What did you see?
Well, the most amazing place was the volcano. We spent 2 days there, but we didn't climb to the top because the weather was awful. Then we had 4 days at the beach. The waves weren't big, so we could swim all the time. Finally, we made a short trip to an old castle. It took us 5 hours. There was a lot of walking, but it was fun.
Tekst piąty.
Hi, I'm calling from the clinic. I'm terribly sorry, but I have to change the time of your visit to Dr. Smith. He has a very important meeting, and he'll be away this Friday. This just came up, so I hope you'll understand. Please call me to book the new date. Sorry once again.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Tekst pierwszy.
Oh no.
What happened?
I think it's broken. Look, it's been on for 10 minutes and it's not even warm.
Let me see. You're right. Can you pack it? I'll take it back to the shop in the afternoon.
Where's the box?
On the fridge. In the meantime, let's put the bread in the oven. It won't have the same taste, but it'll still be good.
Tekst drugi.
Okay, all children are on stage. Wow, those costumes look really professional. Let me take a photo of your brother. He looks great in this crocodile costume.
Are you kidding me? That's Mark, his classmate. Can you see the kid in the lion costume?
Yes, I do.
My brother is standing between him and the kid in the tiger costume.
Oh, his costume looks fantastic too. Especially the teeth.
Tekst trzeci.
Hi, how can I help you?
I'd like to buy some food for my hamster.
Sure. How many boxes would you like?
2, please.
That'll be £7, please.
Oh, no. I don't have enough money. I'll take 1 box, then.
That'll be £3.50. Here you are. And here's change from your £5.
Tekst czwarty.
How was your holiday?
Fantastic. We went to so many places.
Really? What did you see?
Well, the most amazing place was the volcano. We spent 2 days there, but we didn't climb to the top because the weather was awful. Then we had 4 days at the beach. The waves weren't big, so we could swim all the time. Finally, we made a short trip to an old castle. It took us 5 hours. There was a lot of walking, but it was fun.
Tekst piąty.
Hi, I'm calling from the clinic. I'm terribly sorry, but I have to change the time of your visit to Dr. Smith. He has a very important meeting, and he'll be away this Friday. This just came up, so I hope you'll understand. Please call me to book the new date. Sorry once again.
Zadanie drugie. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie 4 wypowiedzi na temat gier planszowych. Na podstawie informacji zawartych w nagraniu dopasuj do każdej wypowiedzi, od 1 do 4, odpowiadające jej zdanie, od A do E. Wpisz rozwiązania do tabeli. Uwaga! Jedno zdanie zostało podane dodatkowo i nie pasuje do żadnej wypowiedzi. Tekst pierwszy.
Playing board games is a fun thing to do. We play together with my mother, father and sister every Sunday evening. And I can't imagine Sunday without a board game. We've been doing it for at least 5 years. We have lots of board games at home and we take turns in choosing the games. Some of my friends laugh at me when I tell them about it, but I don't care.
Tekst drugi.
I guess that in any other school people spend breaks surfing the internet on their smartphones. In my school, however, we have the strange tradition that many pupils play board games during lunch break. I don't know who started it, but it's a fun thing to do. I don't always play. Watching someone else play is fun too.
Tekst trzeci.
I never understood how people could play board games. It was really boring for me. But one day, my friend invited me for his birthday party and he thought it'd be cool if we played some board games. When I tried it for the first time, I really liked it. It wasn't boring at all. Now, I'm a big fan of board games.
Tekst czwarty.
I've always been jealous of people who are keen on playing board games and meet to play them together. My family is always busy and I don't have any friends who'd like to play with me. Luckily, you can play board games on the internet. I have a lot of phone apps for that. There's no real board, but it is still cool. And you can chat with the other players too.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Tekst pierwszy.
Playing board games is a fun thing to do. We play together with my mother, father and sister every Sunday evening. And I can't imagine Sunday without a board game. We've been doing it for at least 5 years. We have lots of board games at home and we take turns in choosing the games. Some of my friends laugh at me when I tell them about it, but I don't care.
Tekst drugi.
I guess that in any other school people spend breaks surfing the internet on their smartphones. In my school, however, we have the strange tradition that many pupils play board games during lunch break. I don't know who started it, but it's a fun thing to do. I don't always play. Watching someone else play is fun too.
Tekst trzeci.
I never understood how people could play board games. It was really boring for me. But one day, my friend invited me for his birthday party and he thought it'd be cool if we played some board games. When I tried it for the first time, I really liked it. It wasn't boring at all. Now, I'm a big fan of board games.
Tekst czwarty.
I've always been jealous of people who are keen on playing board games and meet to play them together. My family is always busy, and I don't have any friends who'd like to play with me. Luckily, you can play board games on the internet. I have a lot of phone apps for that. There's no real board, but it is still cool. And you can chat with the other players too.
Zadanie trzecie. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie wypowiedź nauczyciela dotyczącą szkolnej wycieczki. Na podstawie informacji zawartych w nagraniu uzupełnij luki od 1 do 4 w notatce. Luki należy uzupełnić w języku angielskim.
I hope that you remember about our zoo trip. We're meeting on Monday in front of the school at 8 a.m. The coach leaves at 8:15 and the zoo isn't far away, so I guess there's no need to prepare lots of snacks. And don't take water with you, because we'll have about 60 large bottles for you and the coach. The zoo is not a huge one. There are about 400 animals living there. But you'll have a chance to see monkeys, parrots, llamas, kangaroos, and many more. I guess it's cool, isn't it? You'll also have the chance to feed some animals if you wish. It will be possible to buy animal food from vending machines for $1 per bag. The whole trip will be about 5 hours long. Don't forget to wear comfortable shoes and take an umbrella with you in case of rain. Oh, and we'll grab something to eat on our way back. So bring some money to pay for dinner, too.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
I hope that you remember about our zoo trip. We're meeting on Monday in front of the school at 8 a.m. The coach leaves at 8:15 and the zoo isn't far away, so I guess there's no need to prepare lots of snacks. And don't take water with you, because we'll have about 60 large bottles for you and the coach. The zoo is not a huge one. There are about 400 animals living there. But you'll have a chance to see monkeys, parrots, llamas, kangaroos, and many more. I guess it's cool, isn't it? You'll also have the chance to feed some animals if you wish. It will be possible to buy animal food from vending machines for $1 per bag. The whole trip will be about 5 hours long. Don't forget to wear comfortable shoes and take an umbrella with you in case of rain. Oh, and we'll grab something to eat on our way back, so bring some money to pay for dinner too.
Zadanie czwarte. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie cztery wypowiedzi, od 1 do 4. Do każdej z nich dobierz właściwą reakcję, od A do E. Wpisz rozwiązania do tabeli. Uwaga! Jedna reakcja została podana dodatkowo i nie pasuje do żadnej wypowiedzi. Jeden.
I can't go to the cinema today. I have to study.
Dwa.
You look tired.
Trzy.
Don't you think it's time to leave?
Cztery.
How long have you been learning?
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. 1.
I can't go to the cinema today. I have to study.
2.
You look tired.
3.
Don't you think it's time to leave?
4.
How long have you been learning?
Czas przewidziany na tę część egzaminu minął. Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi.